We're going to leave the book of Revelation for today and turn our attention again to this table as we prepare for the Lord's Supper. If you would, join me in the book of Mark, verse 38 through the end of the chapter. And I'm sorry, we do not have the... Oh, we do. Bless you, gentlemen. I was told we may not have the scriptures on projection today, but we do. So hear the infallible, inerrant word of the living God. Mark 12, 38. And in his teaching he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his most holy word. It was a hot, dusty day, much like any other day in Jerusalem. The streets were crowded. The businesses were doing a bustling service. It was Passover week. So it was livelier than usual. People from the surrounding countryside streamed into Jerusalem to take part in all of the festivities around the Passover. However, this was not just any other ordinary day in Jerusalem or any other ordinary Passover time. Something was different on this day. Jesus was there. Jesus was in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover with his disciples, his closest allies, his friends. Hundreds, maybe thousands upon thousands from the surrounding towns had come to Jerusalem to participate in the Passover, but to also catch a glimpse of this man that they've heard so much about, to get a look at the man Jesus. They wanted to see what all the fuss was about. On this day, we find Jesus in the temple. He is teaching the people. But after a bit of time, Jesus moved to the side of the temple area, and he did not go so far away that kept him from seeing the interactions of the people. As Jesus does so many times, he watches the people, watching them as they would come and go from the temple. Judy will tell you that I love to watch people. People tell a story by the way they carry themselves, by the words they use, the conversations, their interactions with others. They tell such a story. Judy says, "I should have been a profiler, watching the people and estimating, guessing, gandering at who they are and what they do. A person who perceives the characters and habits of a person by their actions is a profiler. My mom says I should have been an attorney. I like being a preacher. But I'm always watching, always listening, because each of you, without saying a word, tell a story by how you carry yourself and by the words you use and how you relate to each other." Jesus watched. He would watch the people to see how they identified themselves by their actions. He would see those who flaunted their position, those whose words revealed their wealth, their place in life. Jesus saw those with just a glimpse, could see those who were in pain, who were struggling. Jesus was always watching, always perceiving, always watching. Jesus then noticed, as he watched in the doorway of the temple, several men as they appeared in the doorway, and they paused intentionally, waiting to ensure that the crowd in the temple would notice them. Jesus saw them. After a pause for effect, they began moving slowly, not around the perimeter of the crowd of people, but they made their way right down through the center of the temple, ensuring that they would be seen. Jesus saw them. They made their way to the treasury basin, and again, pausing for effect. Each of the men then reached into their pouches and pulled out a large handful of coins and dropped them from an appropriate height to make sure everyone heard the handful of coins going into the basin. They wanted to make sure they were seen and heard. Jesus saw them. Once again, they paused and then moved away from the basin. Then Jesus noticed another figure coming into the temple. At first, it was hard to make out clearly. The person was small, stooped over, wrapped with what looked like rags from head to toe. The person appeared and then disappeared into the crowd, making their way around the perimeter. This small figure was doing everything they could do not to be seen. Jesus saw what was going on. It was a small woman, wrapped in her best rags, the shawl pulled tightly around her shoulders and over her head, the wrap pulled tightly. She was doing everything in her power to not be seen. Jesus saw her. She made her way around the side of the temple, winding her way through the crowd toward the front. She too had her offering to give, but did not want to be seen at all. As she made her way to the front, she paused reluctantly before stepping out from the crowd toward the altar, toward the basin, and she very quietly, hoping not to be seen, slipped her two very, very small copper coins into the basin. She stepped up, reaching from her ragged clothes, her small, frail hand, down into the basin, and you had no idea she put anything in the basin at all. Unlike those that came before her who wanted the attention, she did not want anyone to see. She did not want anyone to know what she had done. After giving her gift, she quickly disappeared into the crowd once again and made her way out of the temple. Not a word spoken. Jesus saw her. And see, this is the thing about Jesus. Jesus saw them all in their pretentious habits, looking for attention, or in the reluctance to be seen, this small individual coming in, obediently giving, placing her offering. You see, Jesus sees more than just the external actions of the people. Yeah, I like to watch people, but all I can see is the externals. I can't see your heart. You see, when Jesus looks, he looks into the individuals. He sees the heart. He sees the motive. He sees the ambition. He sees the reluctancy of all that he sees. So when Jesus looked at the wealthy and the widow, he did not stop at their external appearance. He penetrated into the very heart. And Jesus saw them. He saw the real person. And it's just like he sees you. He sees me. He can see the externals, but they mean very little to him. But he sees this. He sees this when he looks at me, when he looks at you. When he looked at these rich men who came in flaunting their position, he knew immediately their motive and their ambition. The little lady come walking in, he knew immediately her heart and her place. And Jesus, not wanting to miss an opportunity to teach, he was the rabbi after all, calls his disciples to him and asks, "Did you see the wealthy men as they came and brought their offerings?" "Yes," some answered. Jesus responded, "Those men gave out of their wealth, their excess. They have given nothing at all." Jesus then asked, "Did you see the widow?" Some of the disciples saw her, but most were not aware of her presence whatsoever. He continued, he says, "The widow gave and gave all she had. She gave from her poverty, not her excess. She probably has left here without any money for food. She gave everything she had that day in the temple." Jesus wanted the disciples to know what it meant to give and to give everything. Because you see, very soon the disciples would be asked to give all they had. So he wanted them to know how to give and how to give from their poverty. These were not rich men. They would be asked to give everything, just as the widow. And how does Jesus know about this kind of poverty? How does he know what it means to be poor? After all, he's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was seated at a great throne at the right hand of the Father. How does he know anything about poverty? Well, that's the beauty of the gospel message, that he gave himself, gave away those righteous robes, gave away that crown, gave away that throne beside the Father, and took on the flesh. He knew what it meant to be impoverished. Jesus could understand the widow's position. She had come and given all she had. He could understand her giving from her poverty everything she had, because Jesus was about to do the same thing. In his human nature, Jesus was going to give his life so he could equate with that widow. He knew her. He knew her. And he was going to follow that pattern. He could equate with a widow's giving very easily. She gave all she had, probably, as it's pointed out here, even what she might have had for the day's meal. You see, this is the Christian life. Sacrifice, giving all we have from our very souls. Do we give all we have from our poverty, our souls, or do we give from our excess? Now, please don't seclude this to simply financial, because it's much, much larger than that. Jesus says, "Come and follow me," but you better weigh the cost when you come, because it may take everything you've got to be obedient to his call. Just as Jesus saw these that day in the temple, he sees you. And he sees me. Again, not the externals, but my heart, your motive, my ambition, your ambition. Does he see me giving unselfishly? Do I see myself giving unselfishly? without being asked? Do I see myself giving as the widow did? Do I give of time and money and resources from my wealth, my excess? Oh yeah, I've got nothing to do today. I got time to go do that. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes it might encumber your schedule to go help someone, to be there for someone, to give what you have to give at that time. Do I give from my poverty? If you have your Bibles, I know this may sound like a little farce, but take your Bible and hold it up in front of you. And looking at Mark 12. And if I were to look at this Bible as a mirror, a reflection of self, which of these characters do I see myself in? Do you see yourself as the wealthy, giving out of your excess, giving out of what you had left over after all the bills were paid this month? Do you see yourself as that widow, giving what you have? Now turn that Bible down just a little bit so it's pointing toward your heart. Where's your heart? Again, a reflection. Do I see myself as the wealthy? Do I see myself as the widow? And remember, you know this. Jesus doesn't see the outer shell. He looks directly at your heart. And he knows your heart better than you do. How does your heart reflect in this text? What does Jesus see as he looks? As we come to this table represents exactly what Jesus is talking about here. He gave everything he had to the point of death. Jesus may not be asking you to fall on that altar of death, but he may be asking you to give. He may be calling on you to give. And again, don't limit it to the financial. At this table, we see that Jesus has given all. He gave all that he had. Have we?